Did you know you can save money with the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, I was surprised too. Deals every day right at your fingertips. I love a good deal, but the McDonald's app takes gaming the system to a whole new level. Just the other day, I treated myself to a 10-piece chicken nugget for only a dollar. Yeah, you heard that right. Just $1. All you have to do is order in the app. And get this. You can grab that deal once a week through December 2nd. The first time I discovered the deals in the app, I was honestly shook. I had to tell my whole group chat about it, and now we're always comparing who got the best app deal of the week. Plus, ordering ahead, total game changer, especially when I need a quick lunch or a treat after a long day. So why wait? Save money every day with the McDonald's app. Download it, get those deals, and treat yourself. You deserve it. Valid through December 2nd, 2024 at participating McDonald's. Offer valid one time per week. Excludes delivery. You must opt into rewards. So go check out McDonald's deals.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starr's radio program. It is Election Eve, and I know there's a lot of anxiety in the nation right now. And I don't know why, but I have not been all that anxious through most of this election season, this election cycle. Hello, everybody. Great to have you with us. Yesterday in church, I could barely get to my pew. People were stopping me in the hallways yesterday. What do you think's going to happen? Do we have this thing? Is it going to work? What do we do? It's sort of like you're at the doctor's office, right? And you've gone through all the tests and the test results have come back in and you're just waiting for the doctor to come in and tell you if the country is going to live or if the country is going to die. I think that's kind of the mood in the country right now. And we're going to open up the phone lines on today's program. And here's the reason why. I want you guys to just use this as therapy. I'm going to share with you my predictions for what I think is going to happen tomorrow. And again, look, nobody knows. All of this is not even the pollsters know. All of this is contingent on all of you getting out and voting. And that is your one job tomorrow, is to go and vote. And if every single freedom-loving patriot gets out to vote, I believe that Trump is going to win in a landslide. I believe that Trump is going to carry just about all the battleground states. Looking at the polling data coming in, I think Trump's going to take Georgia. Trump wins North Carolina. I also believe that President Trump is going to win in Pennsylvania. And Nevada is looking incredibly strong for the president as well. Michigan, look, if the Muslim vote gets out and you had a lot of very powerful Muslim leaders endorsing Donald Trump. And may I just step back for a moment? Did you ever imagine in American history that you would have a Republican uniting all of the religions together? I mean, that's what Donald Trump has done here. It's really remarkable. So all that to say, I think Trump is going to win big and he's going to win very big. And I think it could be a landslide. But again, this is all contingent on a couple of things. Number one, you've got to get out to vote. Number two, and this is sort of the looming question here, is how powerful will the millennial vote be in this election cycle? Millennials typically don't get out and vote as much as the older generations. Normally, in these elections, you don't have many young people getting out to vote. I think you will see, and we'll see how this plays out, but I think we're going to see a groundswell of support among Gen Z voters, right? So let's put millennials aside for just a moment. But I think we're going to see a groundswell of support for Donald Trump coming out of Generation Z. This is the generation that has been put upon. This is the generation that's out there having to deal with all of these insane policies. from the left, this wokeness, these DEI policies, critical race theory, the whole nine yards, and they're fed up with it. They're sick of it. So I think we are going to see some movement there. But the question is, millennials, will the older millennials get out and vote, and have they been indoctrinated by their schools? That's the big question here. But folks, I'm feeling good about it. I really am. And there's a little bit of unease because, you know, you don't know 100%, but I'm feeling good. And I want to know how you feel as well. What are you seeing out there? I want to encourage you to do this. You got to watch your six. There's going to be a lot of violence. If Donald Trump pulls this off, there will be violence in the streets. And we know that because they've already put the National Guard on standby in Oregon and in Washington State and in Nevada. We also know that they have put up fencing around the vice president's mansion, the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. Many of the stores and restaurants, they've already put the ply board up in front of their stores like they're getting ready for a hurricane. And they are. It's a human hurricane because there will be violence. And over the weekend, we've got a couple of stories up on our website, toddstearns.com, and you'll be able to see those stories. And I want to encourage you to go over and check those out. But we had a guy in New York State was just grocery shopping, minding his own business. He was wearing a red MAGA hat, and some rando comes up and punches the guy, starts attacking the guy, knocks his teeth out. And, of course, that guy is now facing felony charges. There was another guy in Boston who was brutally attacked by a gang of teenagers. He was waving a Trump flag. So there is violence out there. I find this very interesting that this situation, and it happened in the village of Bath, New York, and it happened at a grocery store. Remember what Maxine Waters said many, many years ago? Maxine Waters, during the first Trump term in office, told her demonic followers to absolutely harass Trump supporters wherever they were, in restaurants, in gas stations, and wait for it, in grocery stores. These are very dangerous people. And you've got a lot of Democrats out there, including Barack Hussein Obama, B.H. Obama. You've got the Mrs. Big Mike, and they're all out there encouraging some level of violence. Now, they're not going to come out and call it violence, but it's a wink and a nod. And we have seen this over and over and over again. So all I'm saying is watch your six. Be careful. These leftist supporters of Kamala Harris, it's a freak show out there, folks. Just an absolute freak show. And President Biden, by the way, over the weekend was out there saying that he wanted to basically kick you guys in the hind quarters, cut number 8.
But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
Yeah, that's the president of the United States. And when he said that, you have to, we've got the video up on our website, and I would encourage you to watch the video because you need to watch his body language. This wasn't some sort of a chuckle. He was gritting his teeth, and he had his fist were clenched. This is a guy who is completely off his meds right now, and he's angry because he got screwed by his own party. He's been told that he's not allowed to have any part of Kamala's campaign, and he's a wounded animal. And I know he's an old wounded animal, but still, they've got some bite, and they can pack a punch. By the way, has anybody seen Mark Cuban? We need to put out the little milk carton photo. Nobody's seen the guy. He's just disappeared. Poof, he's vanished. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, did your preachers, did your pastors, your ministers yesterday, did they talk about the election? I know mine did, and it was really powerful, this idea of getting out there and voting your biblical values. And I'm telling you right here and right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not out there and you're not voting and you're a person of faith, I think that's a sin. I think we are required as Christians to be good citizens, to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and we have a responsibility to get out and vote. All right. Again, our number, we're going to take a break here, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm gonna need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
I'm excited to introduce you to Kalshi, the first legal exchange where you can trade on the outcome of real-world events. Now, Kalshi recently got approval to list markets on the upcoming election, making it the first legal platform in 100 years where you can trade on election results. With Kalshi, you can trade on key political events like who will win the presidential election, control of the House and Senate, and even swing state outcomes. Right now, for example, markets are showing a close 50-50 split between major candidates, meaning you could double your money if you predict the winner. Now, Kalshi has already facilitated over $1 billion in trades, providing a secure and regulated space for people like you to profit from your predictions. And the best part? Well, the election markets are live and ready for trading right now. To get started, sign up using my exclusive link, Kalshi.com/Starnes. That's KALSHI.com/Starnes. And the first 500 people who deposit $50 get an extra $20 credit to trade. Don't miss out. Sign up today and start trading on what you know. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Don't forget, tomorrow night, our special border-to-border, coast-to-coast election coverage kicks off 6 o'clock Eastern. You'll be able to listen to it on radio stations all across the country. Also, we're going to be broadcasting this on Rumble. And by the way, those of you watching us on Rumble or Facebook or YouTube today, don't panic if you see our team. They're experimenting with some things, so you're not hallucinating, you're not stroking out. Just bear with us as we have a little fun and fine-tune what we do on video. But again, we are going to have a wonderful team here. Ben Dieter will be co-hosting. Pamela Furr is going to be running our election desk, our decision desk. And we have a great list of guests coming, including our good buddy, Governor Mike Huckabee. All right, real quick here, let's go to the phone lines. We will start the day in Eads, Tennessee. Elliot is listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Elliot, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, good afternoon. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, we always love having first-time callers, Elliot, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. No, I just wanted to agree with you of kind of how my personal feeling is. It feels like I just went and did a cancer screening and just waiting to get the envelope back from the doctor telling me one way or the other. But what really concerns me is some of the mail-in ballot laws that were either held up or stayed true with the Supreme Court this past week, and then Pennsylvania taking in all those mail-in ballots at the end. I think that could provide some questions.
So if the numbers are coming in and we get the votes quickly, then Trump wins, and I think he wins big. The longer this drags out, and if we're talking about days or a week, and if you remember the last election, I don't think we had a declared winner until that Saturday. That could be a problem. But again, I'm looking at the vibe. I see the support out there. People are, someone sent me pictures from our listeners in Santa Clarita, California over the weekend, having a big Trump parade in California, for crying out loud. So I think we're going to be okay. But Elliot, I think you're right to be concerned about the mail-in. And also, somebody forgot to send enough absentee ballots for our military. And that's a big problem.
That's always a big problem. And I just, again, I think the momentum's on Trump's side, but I agree with you. The longer it takes, I think there's more room for error and more room for maybe some lies. But we'll just have to see.
It's the big mo, Elliot. And right now, Donald Trump's got the momentum.
He's got it. Well, I'll let you get back to the show. Appreciate taking the call.
All right, Elliot, give us a holler back, and good luck on that test result. So we hope for a good result there. Let's go to Tom in Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on the great WDUN. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, it's really interesting that the Republicans seem to be having a lot more fun during this campaign than the Democrats. But I'd like to go back to our founders, in particular, John Adams, who believed that this country and this form of government to work, the people had to be both moral and have faith in God. And we've seen a big decline in church attendance, the removal of God from the public square, and the simultaneous decline in acceptable standards in public society, and all manner of weirdness coming from the left. So if you remember Second Chronicles and the verse about healing our land, to reverse this course, I'm asking for, I know you do this, but for you and your listeners to consider daily prayer for our country, and in particular fasting either today or tomorrow about the election. And I've been trying to fast, not always successfully, and I purposely chose the fourth of each month because I'm thinking about the celebration that we hopefully have on the 4th of July in about a year and a half for the 250th birthday of America. I do not want to see a funeral procession over its demise. And that's what we're going to get if Trump does not win.
Well, I'm afraid you're right there, Tom. And that's why I have to be hopeful, because I can't bear to think right now about what would happen if Kamala Harris was actually elected and Tampon Tim was one heartbeat away from the presidency. I just can't do that. I can't wrap my head around the fact that the American people would be willing to forego their civil liberties to elect Kamala Harris. I just can't do it. And I like your idea of prayer and fasting. And I know that there is a movement calling on Americans to pray today at 6 o'clock across the entire country. And I think we need as much prayer as we can get. And we need to ask God to have mercy on us and save us from the clutches of these evil Marxists. That's what I think we need to be doing. Tom, God bless you, and it's a great call. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to talk to you about this horrible story out of New York State, and it broke over the weekend. And it involves a fellow American pet named Peanut the Squirrel. Now, Peanut the Squirrel was an Instagram star. I did not know Peanut the Squirrel during his heyday, but Peanut had nearly 700,000 followers and was fond of wearing a tiny cowboy hat. You can see a picture of Peanut in his cowboy hat on our website. Well, Peanut was killed last week, and Peanut was assassinated. So it was not by natural causes. Peanut was assassinated by a squad of government goons in New York State. A gentleman by the name of Mark Longo was Peanut's owner. He rescued the squirrel about 7 years ago and raised it as his own. The Longos also had a raccoon named Fred, and Fred got killed too. I mean, it was like mass murder. So it turns out that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation had raided Mr. Longo's home. 10 armed government agents, and it took them 5 hours. They tore that house apart, and then they confiscated the squirrel. They took the squirrel into custody and the raccoon, and then they killed them. Now, the state says it's illegal for civilians to own a wild animal because in New York State, wild animals are actually the property of the state, and they were concerned that Peanut had diabetes. No, I'm sorry, rabies. I'm sorry, not the, no, Peanut did not have the diabetes. But he had rabies. We don't think he did. Nope. I mean, so to test, here's what kills me here. To to figure out if they've got rabies, they have to kill the squirrel. So imagine this. They kill the squirrel and they come out like, oops, our bad. Sorry about that. We don't even know if they gave Peanut or Fred a proper burial. I mean, this is terrible. Anyway, Jen Rubin, what a just a horrible woman. Jen Rubin's a writer for the Washington Post, and she actually wrote about this on social media. She said Peanut was a MAGA squirrel, and he deserved to die. Who does that? What kind of a person does that? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is appalling, just appalling. And I'm curious to hear from you. Did the government do the right thing here? They were acting on a complaint from a neighbor. And again, I'm not quite sure why having a pet squirrel is any different. They kept the squirrel. It was like a house squirrel. So they didn't, it was like, you know, the squirrel wasn't out there menacing the neighbors. It wasn't collecting, you know, nuts, stealing the neighbors' nuts, but they were acting on behalf of concerned neighbors. Well, my question is, do you really want to live in a nation where the government can, like, literally barge into your house, storm into your house, and kill your pets? That's just nuts, ladies and gentlemen, just nuts. So I hope on Election Day that we avenge the death of Peanut the Squirrel. And that is my call, is we must avenge Peanut's death. Look, they came for the cats and we said nothing, because I'm not a big cat fan. They came for the dogs and we did nothing. And now they're coming for Peanut the Squirrel. Are we going to take a stand here? But did they do the right thing by confiscating and killing these animals? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. All right, welcome back to the show, and I am telling you that these stories, these things that are happening in the country, whether it's the Haitians eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, whether it's the government agents, the goons being sent in by New York's Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and taking down Peanut the Squirrel. What I find fascinating about this story, by the way, is that they will turn a blind eye to illegal aliens coming into our country. No, the biggest problem in New York State is a pet squirrel. All right, let's go to Vicky in Jackson, Tennessee. Vicky, did the government do the right thing here coming in and taking the squirrel and killing it?
No, absolutely not. Why could they not have served some kind of notice saying, we've been informed that you own these pets, that you shouldn't, they're not legal in the state, and you have X number of days to rehome these animals or take them someplace where it's legal to own them. And then after that number of days, go back and follow up and see. But with guns? I mean, really?
This really bothers me, Vicky, because we've got a situation where the Justice Department's been weaponized. And not only are they doing these guns-drawn raids on the homes of people who own squirrels, but they're doing it to pro-lifers and moms and dads who complain at school board meetings. This is straight out of the East German state police back in the 1950s and 60s.
It's ridiculous. You know, like I told the young lady, it's not like the squirrel lived at Mar-a-Lago.
That's true. And, you know what, Trump would have, again, I'm not sure if squirrels can, you know, if they do well in that environment, but if they did, I have no doubt that Trump would have been happy to give the squirrel a tree, and Peanut would have been able to live out his years in peace and harmony.
Exactly. It's animal cruelty.
Terrible.
It's excessive force, and it's ridiculous.
Not to mention the poor raccoon. Everybody forgets about the raccoons. Poor Fred the raccoon. What did Fred do?
What'd he do?
I mean, if he's rummaging around in the neighbor's garbage, okay, but I think these are domesticated animals, as domesticated as you can make a wild animal. I don't know. Vicky, yeah, go ahead.
You got him to wear a hat. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't wearing pants, though, so I guess, you know, maybe the squirrel draws the line there. I don't know. All right. Vicky, thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. Senator J.D. Vance brought this up on the campaign trail just yesterday. Cut two, please.
So I know Don's fired up about Peanut the Squirrel. We were on the way down here from Cincinnati. He was like, you know, is it really the case that the Democrats murdered the Elon Musk of squirrels? And I said, yeah, it sounds like. Have you seen the videos of this squirrel?
Yeah.
He's like, he's a genius.
He is. I mean, the squirrel, he's had it made. I mean, I don't know. It's really, you could have had endorsement deals the whole nine yards. Scott Jennings on CNN last night eulogized Peanut the Squirrel. Cut 16.
Well, I'm here tonight to speak on behalf of Peanut the Squirrel. God rest his tiny soul. Not since the squirrel that was taught to water ski has a squirrel caught the nation's attention like this one. Mm. Now, this squirrel was squirrel-napped and murdered by the state of New York, an absurd abuse of government overreach. There are 40 million rats or something in New York, and they executed the only one trained to wear a cowboy hat and had an Instagram account. Mm. My condolences to Mark Longo, who cared for Peanut for 7 years, and to the cowardly neighbors who filed the complaints about Mr. Longo's animals, which also included Fred the raccoon. I ask, why are you the way that you are? I hope you're happy, you monsters. R.I.P. Peanut.
And this is what happens, by the way, when you put Democrats in charge. This is insane. One day they're coming in killing Peanut the Squirrel. The next day they're coming in and killing your grandmother, your great-grandma, because she's lived too long. I'm telling you, it is not a stretch, ladies and gentlemen. So the local news in New York also weighed in on this, and I want you to hear the anchor's disbelief and how all of this went down. Cut 13.
We have a very disappointing and sad update now on the saga of Peanut the Squirrel.
You might have heard this little guy's been making headlines this week, and New York State officials now tell us the pet squirrel has been put down. Authorities seized Peanut from a home in Pine City, New York. It's a little south of Elmira. Apparently, there have been multiple complaints. Peanut's owner says the squirrel's mother was hit by a car, and he'd been taking care of the animal ever since. The owner runs an animal sanctuary and says he knows it's illegal to own a wild animal without a license, and says he was working to get Peanut certified as an educational animal. A raccoon taken during the same raid also put down. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says all this is done to test for rabies. All right, that's what Albany's focusing on.
Even the anchors are right. What's going on here? God forbid. Just think about this. God forbid they had like a kid in a wheelchair. They would have taken that kid out too. I mean, it's terrible. Well, he doesn't have any legs. Sorry, pal. Good Lord. It's mass genocide. Unbelievable. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Kathy in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Kathy. What say you?
Well, I think this squirrel and raccoon thing is significant, and it's significant because the state is showing the populace what power they have. This is called the humiliation ritual. It's done by Marxists when they take over country. That's the whole point of Joe Biden's cabinet. That's the reason you got Rachel Levine. It wasn't there. That cabinet looks like a joke. It's supposed to look like a joke. What they've done to the January 6th people is absolutely atrocious and unconscionable. What they've done with trying to prosecute or continuing to prosecute President Trump is unconscionable. And look at everybody that was a friend of his or what in his administration. They've put those people in jail. They've taken everything away from them. Look at Rudy Giuliani. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen. He is in jail for talking about a social media post that the people who stole the election in Atlanta posted up proud of what they had done. So because he posted that, Giuliani has to go to jail forever and take everything he owns.
Rudy's not going to jail just yet. But they did, to your point, they did humiliate him with this $146 million verdict. And literally, they gave specific things that they demanded that he turn over. And these were very personal items, Kathy, to your point. So I think it's a very interesting observation you're making here, that the government is doing stuff like this to prove they can do it and they can get away with it. And that is a concerning thing. And Kathy, I know everybody's throwing around words like Nazi these days, but I think what we need to be talking about is what the East German state police did back in the day, during the Cold War, the Stasi, where they were just as violent as the Nazis. And that's what this is. And I think you're right here. This is an example of the government going in and saying, don't you do anything about this. We're going to go in, we're going to kill your pets, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. That's the whole point. They're trying to show everybody we have the power to do this. And notice how nobody that does these things is ever held accountable. Nobody.
No.
It's ridiculous.
That's right. Which is why we've got to hold them accountable at the ballot box. That's how you avenge Peanut the Squirrel and Fred the Raccoon, is you get out there and you go vote. If you're in New York State, vote these Democrats out of office. These are Democrats controlling the state of New York right now. That's got to be fixed. Kathy, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Let's go to Tom in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. Before I get into my topic, I think the squirrel thing, I had an encounter with a fox back in the summer of last year, and I asked the officials, you know, before I got the shots, what's the chances of my squirrels in the yard having rabies? And they said probably 1 in 2,000. Have you ever seen a squirrel with rabies?
No, I've seen big rats like the size of cats in New York City, but I have not seen a rabid squirrel, Tom.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, you got me on that. And look, I would not necessarily have a squirrel in my home, but you know what? There was some sort of a bond there, and you know this, and I'm not a pet owner, but I've been told this, Tom, that if you have a pet, there is a unique bond between human and pet, whether that be a cat or a dog or a python or a squirrel. And, you know, when you go in and do so, it's almost like killing a member of your family is what they did.
I agree. It was an unjustified act. The reason I called, you know, we all get junk mail, political mail and stuff this time of year, but last Saturday I got one that's kind of disturbing. It had the official logo. It looked like the official logo of the Secretary of State's office, and it was labeled as the Center for Voter Information. It had my full name, first, middle, and last name on it, and then on the back side, it's talking 3 points, you know, the hot points that everybody's talking about. Background, federal check on guns, Kamala Harris, yes, and Donald Trump, no. And then the next one was Social Security and Medicare. They're going to cut it. Kamala Harris, no, and Donald Trump, yes. And then the border security, that got me right there. It said, Kamala Harris, yes, and Donald Trump, no.
This is
from South Fulton County, Georgia. And I looked it up on the Google search, and it's right across the street from the juvenile court building. It's a P.O. box. And it looks official, so, you know, I'd like to...
And what is the name of the organization again, Tom, real quick?
Sorry?
The name of the organization that sent that to you?
The name of the organization on their return address was the Center for Voter Information.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, this is a far-left organization, and our listeners in Baltimore, WCBM, know all about these people because they're literally going out there and they're sending letters threatening voters who have not been out and cast a ballot. And many voters describe the letter as intimidating. And now we understand the attorney general has actually sent a cease and desist order saying that this is violating the law. So I'm shocked to know that it is happening in Georgia. But then again, this could be happening in other states as well. So, Tom, I appreciate you alerting me to that, and we'll definitely pass that information along. But again, this is also happening in Maryland. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. Tom, thank you for that call. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Just a heads up here, Team Trump now saying that their internal polling shows they are up in all the battleground states. And we've got some new info coming in from Real Clear Politics. We'll share that information on the other side.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
All right. Our friends over at the Trump campaign headquarters just sent me this confidential memorandum that we're allowed to share. So it's no longer confidential. But here is the information. It's coming from their chief data consultant. And again, they asked us to share this with you. The Democrat turnout problem heading into Election Day, that is the issue here. And according to their analysis, Democrats are facing a massive turnout deficit. In every single battleground state, we see President Trump and Republicans outperforming elections passed in absentee ballots and early votes cast. Doing a deeper dive, Democrats are facing a precipitous decline in urban turnout. And that's according to the Democrat Party's own data experts. Obama's former campaign manager, Jim Messina, saying on MSDNC, the early vote numbers are a little scary. And what they're downplaying is they are a lot scarier for Democrats. Trump has a 16-point lead among voters who plan to cast their ballot on Election Day. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that Donald Trump could win in a landslide. But it is all contingent on every single listener hearing my words, getting out and voting on Election Day. Let's go to Suzanne in Moorhead City, North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. Hi, Suzanne. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. To answer your question from Friday, the first thing Trump should do after inauguration is release the people incarcerated after the January 6th incident and release 75-year-old Paulette Harlow, who got 2 years in prison for praying at a Washington, D.C. abortion clinic 4 years ago.
Suzanne, I think that's a brilliant idea, and we can fill those cells up with illegal aliens as we round up the criminals and get ready to ship them back to where they came from.
Thank you, Todd. Yes.
Suzanne, I that is a great, great thought. And again, when you look at the data of what happened, the information, the videos, the reporting of what happened on J6, it's very clear to me that a good many of those people that were arrested and thrown in prison do not belong there. and the pro-life situation is absolutely reprehensible, that they're throwing pro-life grandmothers in federal prison. That's disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. But again, this is a country where they think it's okay to go into your home and shoot and kill your pet squirrel. So you think they care about a grandma? Come on. Suzanne, thank you for the call. I want to go back to these numbers. This is the information being shared by Team Trump. This just coming out a few moments ago. But Trump is now going into Election Day stronger than he has in any previous election. And why is that? Well, it's because of you. So many of you went and you voted early in states where you're allowed to do that. In Tennessee, early voting numbers were huge, huge. And I can't thank you enough. I mean, this is the people standing up and saying, we do not want to be Marxist. We don't want to go down this road anymore. And many people, for the very first time in their lives, actually voted. And I say, God love you. Thank you for that. When good people stand up and take action, good things happen. And it's not over yet, though. That's the whole thing, is it's not over yet. We can't celebrate yet. We can't break out the sparkling apple cider, if you know what I mean, if you're a Baptist. We've got to get out there, and we've got to fight the good fight. In Arizona, urban turnout is down 385,285 votes compared to this point in 2020. Female turnout is down. Rural turnout in Arizona is up. Rural turnout in Georgia is up. Rural turnout in Michigan is up. Rural turnout in North Carolina is up. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? What does that tell you? In Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and North Carolina, female turnout is down. And urban turnout is down across the board. I'm telling you, it is going to be a good day if we get out there and do what we need to do. Look, I'm going to give my closing arguments on Donald Trump a little bit later on in the program. We're going to be taking your calls. We have some great guests coming up as well, and we want to hear from you as well. Any of you that are concerned, maybe you have some apprehensions, you're concerned about something. What does the president need to do? What does he need to do in these closing hours of the campaign? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. ToddStarnes.com is the website. Hey, head over there. Get our free podcast and our free newsletter. Stay informed, America. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not a young guy. And I'm an ex-athlete. Well, yeah, when I was taking it, I recognized that I was feeling better, you know what I'm saying? And just mentally knowing is important also.
I am a customer of you guys. I love your product. Love it, love it. Nothing but good things to say about your product. I love it. And as long as y'all are going to sell it, I'm going to take it as long as I can.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yes, I see it. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm getting messages from people. Todd, what about Fox News? Todd, they're saying that Trump is down in all the battleground states. It's over. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is not over. And we've got a lot of data out there, all right? A lot of data. And we're going to get through it in this hour of the program, but I am telling you that the internal information coming out of Team Trump shows that in every battleground state, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Wisconsin, the urban turnout is down, the female vote turnout is down, and rural voters are up. That is good news for Donald J. Trump. Welcome to hour two of the big show, folks. We've got a lot going on this hour of the program. I do want to sneak in some calls here. A lot of you folks are fired up over poor Peanut the Squirrel. And really, Peanut the Squirrel has become sort of a symbol of government overreach and the fist of almighty government, the uncaring, unkind fist that would go and would slaughter a family's pet squirrel named Peanut and Fred the Raccoon. Let's go to Keith in Maysville, North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hi, Keith. What say you?
Beautiful day here. I hear it is there as well. Hey, it just occurred to me, what if Peanut had been a black squirrel?
Oh, well, I've never really thought about it like that. What do you mean? So if the squirrel had identified, and again, we all know that you can identify as whatever in this world. So what if the squirrel was black?
No, there are black squirrels.
Oh, I'm not well versed on. So you're telling me there really are such a thing as black squirrels?
Yes, and I just wondered, would Benjamin Crump be up there in New York right now protesting and be on the news because the government had killed a black squirrel?
Do we know? You know what? This is a good question. And Keith, I did not doubt you, but I did not realize that there were ethnicities within the squirrel population. I had no idea. But yes, a black squirrel, there is such a thing, and it has caused, I had no idea, Keith, but a black squirrel has black fur and is caused by a genetic mutation in a pigment gene.
There are red squirrels, gray squirrels, black squirrels.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this because it doesn't even matter if Peanut, who does appear to be a reddish brown squirrel, but Peanut could have identified, and we don't know. You know, this is the 21st century, so Peanut could have been a black squirrel. But to your point, at that point, it becomes a racial issue, does it not, Keith?
Yes, exactly.
The Biden administration knocking down the doors of homes and killing, slaughtering black squirrels, just like unbelievable. Keith, God bless you. Thank you for that. You see, this is why I love taking calls. I love our audience. You guys are in the know. Let's go to Bob in Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, Bob. What say you?
The squirrel reference brings me back to the red flag laws that a lot of liberal people are trying to pass. If there's a red flag law on the ballot, you better vote against it because all you need to do is make your neighbor mad. And he says, oh, he's got guns, and here comes the government blazing in and lock and loading on you and take all your guns. Do you think they'll ever get them back? Probably never.
No, and they do the same thing with the squirrels, Bob. There was a neighbor who called in. My neighbor, Mr. Lando, he's got a squirrel. He's living with a squirrel. And the next thing you know, you got the SWAT team knocking down the front freaking door of the building.
Yeah, these liberal lunatics, they'll lie about anything anyway. They'll just lie about your neighbor, and then here comes the government.
And their argument is that the poor squirrel had rabies. Well, what if grandma had COVID? They going to take her out too?
Yeah, no. These red flag laws scare me.
Yes, sir.
Unreasonable search and seizure. I thought we had an amendment against that.
Well, you would think so. But even here in Tennessee, which, you know, we're a majority, supermajority red state, you've got Republicans that are saddling up alongside Democrats trying to shove through red flag laws. Even our governor's a supporter of that, and he's a Republican. So, Bob, it's a fair point you raise. Appreciate that call. Let's go to Josh in Maine, WLOB. Josh, I understand you have an interesting take here on Peanut the Squirrel.
I believe, yes, he might have had some concrete evidence on the Clintons. So I'm assuming that's why they're like, you're out of here.
So you're saying the squirrel got suicided?
Yes.
God almighty. You know, Josh, I never really thought of it like that, but it could be. So you're saying the squirrel may have seen some things, may have heard some things. Maybe the squirrel was at Chippewa and overheard some things going down.
That's right. They couldn't have that. No, you got to go.
No. Josh, very good. We'll see where Hillary Clinton was over the weekend, and we'll check into that for you.
She must have been pretty close. We're in the same area.
Wow. Well, you know, that's a good point. By the way, Josh, this is fascinating, but Monica Lewinsky came out over the weekend and actually said she's endorsing Kamala Harris. So,
oh, no.
You know, those two have something in common, which we're not going to talk about on the family-friendly radio program. Josh, appreciate you calling in, and thank you for that very astute observation. All right. I want to go back to this latest polling data, and it's sort of all over the place, but Team Trump releasing a statement just a little while ago, a memorandum saying that things are looking good for President Trump. Robert Cahaley is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is the senior strategist and pollster for the Trafalgar Group. Robert, good to have you with us today.
Hi, it's good to be here.
All right.
Sorry I had some trouble getting connected.
Well, no worries. Our audience is really fired up over Peanut the Squirrel, so we were able to work in a few phone calls while we were getting that squared away for you, Robert. All right, let's break down things. How are things looking right now for President Trump?
They look pretty good. I mean, all these polls are within the margin of error. So, I mean, but a lot of these states we polled again and again and again. I think that right now I feel good about Georgia, North Carolina, and Arizona for sure. Then I would say Pennsylvania, we have a 1.7 lead for Trump. That's not a very big lead, but it's been consistent since the second assassination attempt. So we feel pretty good about that. Now, Michigan, I mean, I think our lead for Trump is like 4 points of a point. Michigan really is going to depend on whether those Muslim and Arab Americans kind of get the fact that Kamala's been saying one thing here and one thing there. If they get that message, is this liberty on property, I think Trump wins it. If that message is not delivered, then I think that one may go to her. But it's very, very tight. And I'm going to get to like the hidden Trump vote in a second, but I want to kind of run through these states. Now, Nevada is famous for what happens on election weekend with all of the Q&A and service worker unions. And we've seen that change the state 3-4 points before because it's just one county, and it's amazing how organized they are and how much they know where every one of their members, when they cast an absentee ballot, when they requested one, they take them to locations, their ballots messed up, they take them to place to get them cured. And, if they know you requested one, they will literally take you. I mean, they will come to your house and say, you request an absentee ballot, we're going to pick it up. And it's that efficient. So we went back in the field last night, and today we'll be issuing a final poll there as soon as we finish it. Nevada, but it's very, right now I would, my last poll, I think had that one going to Harris. And then the last thing is Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin is very interesting because if you include 2022, 2023, and 2024, more than 50% of everyone who's registered to vote in those 3 years registered to vote and voted on election day in 2022. They have same-day voter registration. So that is virtually impossible to poll correctly with knowing that can happen. Now, ironically, we actually got it right in 2020 better than anybody, but I can tell you there was a little less organized effort in 2020 than there was in 2022, probably because of abortion and everything else to get the young people more motivated. So that one just makes me nervous. Even Trump had a slight lead. I wouldn't feel comfortable about that one. Now, we'll move to the thing called the hidden Trump votes. In 2016, it was about shy voters who didn't want to stay there for Trump because they didn't want to be shamed. They didn't want the person to judge them. Now it's people afraid of being on a list. They don't want the government or big tech or anybody coming after them for saying no for Trump. Those people are harder. You can cajole them. You can ask them issues. they're smart enough to know that certain issue positions mean that you know how they're going to vote and they won't answer. And so identifying, we know how many we think there could be, but getting them to confirm it enough to put it in the poll is just very difficult. And so we've probably only scratched the surface on those. I will tell you the state with the least hidden vote is Georgia and North Carolina. The states with the most are Arizona, Pennsylvania, and the state with the very most is Nevada. Now, and I understand why they'd be afraid, because, again, the unions put a heavy thumb on the scale. So that vote in Pennsylvania and Arizona could be as much as 3 or 4 points, or as little as a point. In Nevada, I mean, it could be 5 points, or it could be nothing. So we also see hidden vote in Wisconsin and Michigan, but it really kind of comes down to, does the hidden vote get counteracted by the Democrats' superior get-out-the-vote operation? And I know the Republicans have done a better job this year, but a better job on a scale of 1 to 10, the Republicans usually are 2 from the Democrats' 10, and maybe this year it's a 5. I mean, Republicans want to pat each other on the back when they get 30 people to, you know, get the state for the last 8 weeks when the Democrats have 500 on the ground for 10 months.
You know, it's interesting,
it's
Robert.
Same thing.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because I live in Memphis, which is a majority blue city. And to see the Democrat Party and their machine at work, getting people to the polls, mobilizing the churches, filling up those buses, I mean, it's pretty darn impressive. And the reality is the Republicans just do not have that kind of a machine in place.
No, they don't. And the thing is, it is well-oiled machine. And, you know, I've talked about this a lot. I think part of that is that there's so much grift on the Republican side, and it's just, the Democrats are focused on it. If you get caught grifting the Democrat Party, you're bounced out. The Republicans, there's no penalty for grifting. As a matter of fact, you know, you probably get to do it in the next cycle. I mean, there's tons of these guys out there taking advantage of billionaires, telling them all kind of nonsense, and just pocketing so much of their money. And it's disgusting. But it just doesn't happen on the Democrat side. And they have a hierarchical system that has been well built, well conceived, and runs like a German train or a Swiss train. I mean, it's just clockwork. And it's amazing. I mean, just even the way in Georgia, they figured out which counties they still need to have open on Saturday, and they figured out a legal way to open them that the Republicans couldn't shut down in court.
Robert, are you willing to say, we've got about 30 seconds here, what are Trump's chances of winning this thing on election night? We have a winner by the end of the night.
I'd say Trump has a 25% chance of winning on election night. Kamala has a 5% chance of that.
Wow.
And overall, I'd say Trump has a 55% chance of winning the election. And if everything is shenanigans, I'd say he's got a 65% chance of winning the election.
I love it. Robert, we're going to have to leave it there. And, of course, we're going to have you as a part of our live election coverage tomorrow night. It's going to be fascinating. Certainly an historic election, and it's been a wild one. So we really appreciate all the great intel.
Well, you know, it is the ones for the books. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, it is. All right, Robert, hang in there, and we'll talk tomorrow. Robert Cahaley, everybody from the Trafalgar Group. Folks, these guys, they get it right. And so that's why we have Robert and his crew on our program, because they've got a track record, and it's a good one. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, just a reminder, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Eastern, our live coverage. Grace Baker has done a magnificent job putting together the lineup. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage, really starting at noon on the on our regular show. Marsha Blackburn, Ben Dieter, Liz Peek, Jeffrey Lord will be here. And then tonight or tomorrow night, Ralph Reed, Jesse Jane Duff, Riley Gaines is going to be here, Josh Jones, Luke Symbol, Pastor Robert Jeffress, Brylan Hollihan. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, and we're going to be taking your calls. We're the only national talk radio show on election night that's taking calls from our listeners. So we're excited to do that. Okay, let's go to the phone lines here. Pascagoula, Mississippi, where the squirrel went berserk, and we're not talking about Peanut. We're talking about the other squirrel. Carla, listening to us on our great affiliate down there. That's Noah Britt Country. Hi, Carla. What's going on?
Oh, I guess it's just an impatient day. Just wanting the election to get over with so we can move on.
Right. There's a lot of anxiety. People just want it to be over with.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. All right. So you guys in Mississippi, I wasn't aware of this until this morning, that you guys can't do early voting.
No, we cannot.
So you're going to so are you going to be standing? You're prepared for what's going to happen tomorrow, Carla?
Yes, I'll be at the voting precinct. That's for sure.
Awesome. All right. What's your word of advice to our listeners? I know you have some.
Okay. So I was looking through Facebook and actually someone had told me about it. So I found it and it reads, update below, voters. I seen this yesterday. Look closely at your ballot. If it has a small dot in the Harris box, take a pic of it and ask for another one. Any other box filled in will be void. Also, see video and comments from Laurel County. I don't know what state that was in, but update today, someone reported in an in-person ballot with the dot. It kicked it out several times, and they had to redo their ballot. And the mail-in ballots do not get to redo. It's just kicked out.
Well, I think, Carla, one of the things that we need to do is make sure when you fill out that ballot, if you're not doing a paper ballot, you need to make sure that everything lines up with what you voted for. I've been hearing far too many reports of those votes changing from Donald Trump to Kamala Harris. So look closely before you turn in your ballot. So, Carla, great advice. We've got to skedaddle for a break. That's why I do paper. I don't trust the machines. Nothing against the machines. I'd rather have paper. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right. Welcome. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And if you have not already done so, be sure to follow us on our Rumble TV channel. You're going to be able to watch the election coverage. You can also watch our actual show, and a lot of folks do that, and we have a pretty lively chat group over there as well. Let's go to Mooresville, North Carolina. WSIC is our affiliate there, Sean, and wants to talk about the Lieutenant Governor, Mark Robinson. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, one thing I just wanted to point out to all your listeners, what I heard on the Jeff McNeely show the other day, was that the lovely governor that we have has $46 million sitting in an emergency state fund that he could have released the day after the hurricane. And McNeely was saying he has not released a dime. They are all scratching their heads wondering why, because Cooper controls the DOT and everything else. He could have did a DeSantis, but he did an injustice to those people up in Western North Carolina. And it's horrible because the news is reporting 200 people. There's more like thousands of people that are gone. So, and I just wanted to tell you, listeners, I don't care what they think about Mark Robinson, about he's a loony, he's this, he's that. If we get Josh Stein in here and we get our lieutenant governor becomes Democrat, it's going to be a really bad 4 years for North Carolina following into this. If Trump gets in, even if Trump gets in, our state's going to be turned completely upside down.
Look, I think there's a broader story here, and we've been telling folks on this program, vote straight Republican from the presidency all the way down to dog catcher. And if we do our job on Election Day, not only is Trump going to win, but you're going to have governors like Mark Robinson winning. You're going to have Republicans taking over the Senate. As a matter of fact, I saw some intel coming out of D.C. that the Republicans could end up getting a 53-54 seat majority in the U.S. Senate, and we grow our numbers in the House of Representatives. If we do that, Sean, we can fundamentally redo what they have done, this damage to our country.
Well, I think what they're all afraid of is I think that they're going to be held accountable, and I think you're going to see a lot of people jumping on planes and trying to escape if it does happen. But again, we've dealt with 8 years with Obama having everybody underneath him and all the different agencies doing his dirty work, and he was doing it behind the scenes with Trump, and now they have four more with Biden. So it's like it's kind of scary because we really don't know who is really on our side. And I think if when Trump gets in, he has to start figuring out who's who and take care of business. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do. I do. Sean, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. And Mark Robinson, as far as I know, folks, he is doing well out there in North Carolina and could very well be the next governor. I want to bring to your attention this op-ed that Nikki Haley wrote in the Wall Street Journal, and it came out yesterday. Now, there was a lot of concern that Nikki Haley was going to stab Trump in the back and endorse Kamala. I never believed that. And I know there are a lot of folks in this audience that don't like Nikki Haley, and with good reason. I like her, though. And if nothing else, she is loyal, and she's been loyal to President Trump. Now, I would have loved to have seen her out on the campaign trail, and I don't know why Trump and the team didn't do that. They have their reasons, and that's for them. That's on them. But I think she could have been a big help. And, you know, for example, Megyn Kelly is going to be speaking at a Trump rally in Pittsburgh. Later tonight that Megyn Kelly's going to be out there. I would love to see Nikki Haley out there making the case for those suburban moms who may still be on the fence. But she wrote a terrific op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. And here's what she said. I don't agree with Mr. Trump 100% of the time, but I do agree with him most of the time, and I disagree with Ms. Harris nearly all the time. That makes this an easy call. Well, there you go. Well done, Nikki Haley. And by the way, she's absolutely right about one thing. Our southern border is the most pressing security threat. We have got to get a handle on that. She's absolutely right. So Nikki Haley did a solid for Donald Trump, and we ought to be thanking her for that. All right, let's go to Craig in Gainesville, Georgia, wants to weigh in on Peanut the Squirrel. Hi, Craig. What's on your mind?
Well, a little background on Peanut. First of all, out there on Twitter, there's a hashtag, Peanut the Squirrel. TMZ's interviewed the couple. Peanut was an orphan squirrel that they had for 7 years. He was a spokesperson for their animal rescue.
Yes, we've been through all of that before in the last hour of the show. So what? Yeah, let's get. We've got folks lined up waiting. So let's get to it.
Okay. Well, the real story is the person that turned. They're up in New York, and the person that turned them in is down in Texas. Okay, so it wasn't a neighbor. It's some. And supposedly he had like a million followers on TikTok, and she was jealous of him.
Well, according to the official crime documents, it was a neighbor. So I don't know anything about a Texas woman. I'm just reading from the official report from the state of New York.
Yeah, okay. I'm just telling you what's out there on Twitter, and usually they're pretty accurate. So anyway.
Okay,
you know,
Craig.
Shame.
Yep, it is a shame. Craig, thanks for the call. Let's go to Doug, the T-shirt guy in Cambridge, Illinois. Hi, Doug. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Doug?
Yeah. Well, I was just. I probably should have called earlier. I know you're a talk show, but I'd like to request a tribute song for Peanut. And you kind of touched on it earlier, but the Mississippi Squirrel Revival from
Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens. I was going to say his name backwards, from Ray Stevens. I thought that might be appropriate if you guys had time for that.
It's a fine song, Doug, and we try to be respectful of our listeners in Pascagoula because we got a lot of them, and they get really aggravated because anytime we have a squirrel story, we always talk about the squirrel that went berserk in the first self-righteous church in the sleepy little town of Pascagoula, which is not so sleepy anymore.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I did have an idea for a T-shirt. Might be a little late for this season, but thanks to Joe Biden, the deplorable Bible-believing trash for Vance 2028.
It's hard. You know, they're calling us garbage now, and then what you had Biden over the weekend saying he wanted to smack us in our backsides. These people are really unhinged.
I do believe it's demonic. I really do.
Well, you may need a 4X T-shirt just to get all of the insults on there. I mean, there's so many.
Amen.
Doug. All right.
Amen to that.
Doug, good
God
hearing.
Bless,
all right. God bless you. That's Doug, the T-shirt guy. We'll try to work up the squirrel went berserk in just a little while. I want to tell you about Newsmax, folks. And by the way, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, too. Newsmax is going public. This is pretty exciting. They've got a planned IPO, and there's a reason you need to be involved in this. First of all, President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. news brands. And by the way, you may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax before any IPO. And you can get that information right now at NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. NewsmaxInvest.com. Now, before you buy, you want to check with your financial advisor. Reach out to your attorney, and they'll give you the down low. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com. We'll be right back.
Surrender all. The squirrel run up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and says, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival.
They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. That little bit of Ray Stevens in honor of Peanut the Squirrel. Good golly. This has been a weird election cycle, has it not? We have been, from McDonald's to assassination attempts, working at McDonald's, working on a garbage truck. You got Joe Biden out there wandering around in his bathrobe licking ice cream. What a crazy election season. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hi, Miss Janice. What's on your mind today?
I wanted to tell you that I had already voted.
Is that right?
I got my vote in, and I see on online there with the registrar that, you know, it was received. So now they'll count it tomorrow. And I voted for Donald Trump because this is the man that we need.
if there's anyone out there listening to my voice that is unsure who you're going to vote for, or think, you know, you're going to go with Kamala. There were two teenagers just a few weeks ago, just graduated high school. They had graduated, and 18 in a car and hit by a drunk driver, and those young people are both dead because it was an illegal person here that was a drunk driver. They had a man that worked for WGNO-TV. He was going to work. He was on the bridge on his motorcycle. He got hit also by an illegal person. Just the other day, they had a couple of young people, like I think 6 and 8 or something like that, and they had some person illegal, was trying to molest, and he was videotaping it and everything. He was going to put it up online. We have got to do something about this, people, because what people don't realize, Todd, hearing something is one thing, but what you don't realize is that it could be you. It could be your car that gets hit. It could be your grandchild that's molested, God forbid. But if anything happens that Kamala gets in, she does not want to close that border. And the other night I was hearing something that's also very serious. Okay, these people come here, and they have something called chain migration. Okay, you can be here and then have, let's say, a couple of your relatives come. And then they can have a couple of more people come.
Well, what we have to do, Miss Janice, is we've got to send everybody back to where they came from. And they want to come to this country. They do it the legal way. They get in the line, just like all the law-abiding migrants, immigrants who are trying to get here the right way. And nobody ever talks about them, but they're really the true victims here.
They are the victims, and the people that are dead have been killed. Are the victims?
Well, yes.
We have absolutely got to do something to stop this, but she is not going to do it. She has been saying things, but what she's lying right now. She was doing anything she can to get herself elected, but if she gets in there, we are going to be really in a lot of trouble. We truly, truly are. And people, I am asking you to please do the right thing and vote for the man who cares about the police and the military and you, cares about this country. No, he doesn't have a fabulous personality, but he's not a bad man. He really, really isn't. Please, please do the right thing for our country and for your family.
All right. Miss Janice, it's a great word, and I'm so glad you're able to vote, and you voted Republican down the ballot, which is even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, Miss Janice, always great hearing from Miss Janice. She's the queen of New Orleans. Miss Janice is. All right, let's go to Stephen in Orange County, California. Hi, Stephen. What's on your mind?
Brother Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
You bet. Hey, sorry I missed you. I didn't go to CCCH when you were there a couple of weeks ago. I was going to another one down in San Clemente, so I'll see you next time. How's that?
Well, absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and I was so excited to see people lining up to vote after church. That was pretty spectacular.
Pretty neat, isn't it? Pretty neat. Well, Todd, listen, I've taken PTO for a few days, and I just want to urge all the listeners, part of the family here, there's a lot of work to do. I am personally making phone calls from my local GOP, and it's real easy. They'll hook you up with the software, an app called Campaign Sidekick. You can make phone calls urging voters to get out and vote in these last couple of days. You can also offer your assistance if they need a ride, polling locations, hours. There's lots of work to do. So I'd say it's all hands because we're in the red zone. So just a word of encouragement to everyone.
Stephen, I know that you guys are a super blue state, but I'm curious, what are you hearing from voters? Are you seeing any movement, maybe people voting for the first time for Republicans?
So I would say my trend, and that's, I got a lot of friends who were asking me the same thing. So if the guys send me a spreadsheet with 200 names on it, I can bang that out in a couple hours. Statistically speaking, most of the time I'm leaving people voicemails, but there's power in a voicemail, saying to offer, you know, giving my phone number back and letting them know if they can call me to be a resource. I've had people text me back asking questions about, hey, thanks for your voicemail. Can you help me find my polling location? And I call them back and, you know, give them the details. For those who are answering, about 10% actually answer, and I'm getting a lot of enthusiasm. Yes, we've already voted down, you know, voted red all the way down, or we're going to be going in tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday. So a lot of positive feedback. That's elderly folks, that's middle age, that's young people, men and women. So a lot of good calls, a lot of enthusiasm.
That's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Stephen. That's exciting. And I'm going to be looking at places like California to see if there has been any movement, because that will bode well for whatever happens in the midterms and then in 2028. So, but I don't want to get ahead of what's going to happen tomorrow. And folks, you heard Stephen. We've got to get out the vote, and we got to do it tomorrow. Stephen, thank you for that. Let's go to Bill in High Point, North Carolina. WSJS is our great affiliate there. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, first of all, I just want to make sure everybody keeps an eye on their nuts, these mad squirrels. Yeah. But secondly, the reason I'm calling is I voted early, and when I went into the polling, the person took my ID and pulled me up, and she goes, well, which one are you? I said, I'm the one on my driver's license. She says, so-and-so junior? I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, well, I got you here twice under the same address. I said, well, ma'am, I'm the only one. And so she called, I guess, the supervisor over, and he asked me, are you 68? I said, yes, sir, every day of it. And he goes, okay, let him vote. And then she says, well, do I need to delete one of these? And he said, oh, no, don't do that. So I'm going, is my vote going to count or not? Am I going to be considered some sort of a conspiracy that mine won't count now?
So you
don't know what to do.
So, Bill, you're telling me that you went to go register to vote, and they had two of you down.
That is correct. And I have voted in all of elections except one, and it's never been that way before.
Wow, that's weird. Did they give you any guidance? What did they tell you to do?
He just told me, here's your ballot, go vote.
Well, what about the second bill? I'd be curious to know, has that one voted too?
Well, that's my question. I was going to ask, my actual polling place is not very far from my house, and I thought, I don't want to be an instigator, but I thought, I may just go back to the polling place and just walk in and say, I want to vote and see what they say.
Wow, that's insane. All right, Bill, you keep us updated on that. I'm very anxious to hear how all that goes down, but at least you went out there and you voted early. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here, and we're going to be checking with Team Trump coming up in just a few moments, the final day of big, big rallies. It's a busy, busy election day. And, of course, don't forget 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax 2. In the meantime, folks, head over to ToddStearns.com. Christmas coming up. Do some Christmas shopping over in the Todd Stern store. We've got all sorts of great products for you for that conservative loved one in your life. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to The Big Show. Great to have you with us today. Again, we're so excited about our coverage tomorrow. It is going to be wall-to-wall. You know, I was just thinking about this. I will be on the air, either on the radio or Newsmax, from 12 noon tomorrow until midnight. So 12 hours of broadcasting tomorrow. We've got Red Bull sponsoring tomorrow night's lineup. It's going to be insane. Going to be a lot of fun. Our live election coverage begins at 6 o'clock Eastern, and we have an all-star lineup. Monica Crowley, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Governor Mike Huckabee, you name it, they're going to be on the show tomorrow. In the meantime, we just received, and many of you like to do this, if you've downloaded our app, we have a special function where you can leave us a shout out. So if you can't call in, you can actually record a message and you can leave it for us. And we've had so many calls about Peanut, the squirrel that was assassinated by government agents in New York State. Many people upset about this. And I understand we've got a call coming in that just came in from a listener named Bill, last initial C, Bill C, from Chappaqua, New York. Let's take a listen.
Todd, I want you to let the authorities know I got a crazy squirrel in my house, and for them to send a SWAT team. I live in Chappaqua. I got to go. Thank you.
Wait. What? Is that it? Dylan, that's it? He didn't leave a callback number or anything, Dylan? No callback. You know, that sounded like, you know, that sounded like President Bill Clinton. And well, it's making sense now, Dylan. We got Bill C. from Chappaqua, and that's where he lives in the house with the squirrel. So Hillary Clinton's the squirrel. Wow. All right, we're on it, Mr. President. We'll notify the authorities. Wow. You never know who's going to call into the program. All right. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the chairperson of the RNC Youth Advisory Council, Brylan Hollihand, from the neighboring state of Alabama. Brylan, good to have you with us today.
Happy election eve. I appreciate you having me on. It's an honor.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to go over. Before we jump into it, Laura Trump just posting this message. And folks, this is huge. 230,000 poll observers and poll workers, 500 attorneys in every battleground state. And the message coming from the RNC is do not cheat. If you do, we will find you and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. That message coming from Laura Trump. So there you go. Brylan, I'm curious. Gen Z voters, you've been pounding the pavement this entire election cycle. What is your gut telling you about Election Day?
Yeah, absolutely. First, let me tell you this, Todd. When Laura came on as co-chair of the RNC with Michael Whatley, in my very first meeting with them, I asked them this question. I was concerned, I'm a first-time voter tomorrow morning, that I was concerned my vote wouldn't be accurately counted, that it wouldn't be fair here in America. We needed to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. Laura Trump made me the promise in that meeting that before Election Day, she would recruit 100,000 poll watchers. We see she's gone well over 100,000 with the numbers that you just read, which is amazing to see that these elections are going to be so safe and secure. What I'll say as for Gen Z, we are so excited to actually be able to cast our ballot and energize that there's somebody in this candidate that actually has hope, that has joy. And it's not Kamala Harris who has this phony hope and joy. It's Donald Trump, a man who can attain the American dream for my generation again. When Gen Z looks at this race right now, we know that it's harder to fill our gas tanks up. It's harder to buy our first home, and it's harder to start a family. That's frustrating.
What I'm curious about is that you've been doing a big book tour. You've been on a lot of university campuses around the country. And I'm curious, what are you hearing from students, from young people your age?
Yeah, it's that we want authenticity. I just wrapped up an 8 campus speaking tour in 4 weeks. So 8 different college campuses. It started in the SEC, but actually spread out all across the country from Harvard down to Florida. And it was a lot of fun to get to talk to every college students who had never voted before. And I'll tell you this, a lot of people came up to me and said, listen, either I voted for Joe Biden in 2020 or my parents voted for Joe Biden in 2020, and we cannot make the mistake again. I'm not necessarily a Republican, but I will say that I want somebody who can bring America back to its glory days. And that was when we had the 4 years from Donald Trump. We're thriving for authenticity. We see that the social media that Gen Z wants authenticity through TikTok and stuff like that. Donald Trump can do that. Kamala Harris just reads off a teleprompter, and there's a lot of lack of authenticity there, Todd.
Well, no, there is. And again, my concern is not necessarily turnout among Gen Z voters. I think Gen Z is probably a lot more conservative than the millennials. And I would be more interested and more anxious to see how many older millennials get out the vote. But Brylan, typically, and I don't mean to disparage your generation, your age group, but typically your generation doesn't actually go and vote. I mean, there's a history of that, a track record of that. But I'm very curious about this election cycle because I think that we could see a change in that.
I totally agree. And I agree with your point. It's not disrespectful. It's just the truth. The polling previously has showed that Gen Z just doesn't turn out, but I believe this election will. Why? Because it's gotten personal for us. Because we're going into the phase of life where not only are we going to be living and starting, you know, a livelihood, a career under whoever the next president is, but also we're going to be starting families in the next, you know, short-term future. This is directly affecting us, not just the pocketbook within our own living room. That's just going to get Gen Z out to vote. And as you see, both sides of the aisle, Gen Z is more energized than ever before. I think you're spot on. I think Gen Z is going to move conservative. It's going to be the biggest shock of the night because the media is not going to understand what happened. What happened is that Kamala Harris broke America.
Mm. Rollin Hollihan joins us. He is the author of a brand new book called One Generation Away, Why Now is the Time to Restore American Freedom. Got to get a copy of that book, folks. Brylan, let's talk about election night. What are you going to be paying attention to?
Well, I will be on your wonderful coverage tomorrow night to start with, and I'm super excited to do that because you do have an incredible lineup of people, and I just can't wait to be a watcher and also get to talk a little bit on the panel. I will say what I'm watching for is, first of all, how we see Gen Z's voter turnout. So what states specifically around the college campuses we see? With the campus tour, with the RNC, we specifically targeted community college, which was a little frowned upon by the media. They said, oh, why aren't you going to these big-name campuses? I think, and I think you would agree with this, Todd, that we could are a lot more likely to win over conservative voters at a community college or a trade school than we are at a liberal arts school. I'm hoping that that was a correct assumption on our part. We see that tomorrow night. I'm hoping that it's a night where we can call the race, you know, maybe Wednesday, but we'll see. It's looking more like a Thursday type thing.
No, look, this is a crazy, it's a crazy election cycle. And you mentioned the Southeastern Conference. It's a crazy football season. Who would have thought that Vanderbilt would have destroyed the entire state of Alabama? Who would have seen that coming? So, you never know what could happen there, Holly. Now, by the way, I've never asked this. Are you an Alabama or Auburn guy?
Oh, I'm born and raised in Tuscaloosa, so very much an Alabama guy. But this is controversial. I'm thinking about going to Auburn.
Wait, what? You may have to move out of state,
know,
my
right?
friend. Yeah, that's not...
They're going to kick me out of the county.
Well, I thought you guys had to declare once you're born before you can leave the hospital. All right. Brylan Hollihan joining us. And look, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited to have you as a part of the coverage. And by the way, you're also... going to be on my Newsmax show later on this evening, 5 o'clock. Folks, we've got Sebastian Gorka, Holly Hand, Jason Rantz from radio station KTTH out in Seattle, and also Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group will be with us on TV as well. All right, Bryland, some advice, get a nap when you can, because tomorrow is going to be insane.
That's what I've heard. Clay Travis told me that a few minutes ago, and I didn't listen to him. But now that both of you have said it, I think I'm going to go take a nap.
Well, he's a competitor, so you just got a strike against you. Yes, Clay is correct. And he's also a fellow Tennessee Volunteer, so we'll let him get
there
by.
You go.
All right, Brylan, appreciate you phoning in, and great work for the Republican Party this year.
Thank you so much. See you in a few minutes.
All right. There you go, Brylan Hollihan. Chairman of the RNC Youth Advisory Council, author of the book One Generation Away. Wow. All right, let's go to the phones here. Jackson in Waterloo, Iowa, wants to weigh in on a poll, a controversial poll that came out over the weekend. Hi, Jackson. What's going on?
Hey, it's been a while, Todd. I just want to say, give me some time because I got something to say. Before I do, I've got a perfect update song for you for Kamala. You want to hear it?
I'm all ears.
Come a chameleon, you come and go, you come and go.
Well done, sir. Well done,
remember
Jackson.
Culture Club?
So I just had a flashback, yes, because my first newspaper job was sweeping floors as a 13-year-old at our local newspaper, and they would play Culture Club on the radio. I remember that.
I love Boy George. Okay, Todd. I mean, that would make a perfect update song for you.
We'll check on that.
I just heard that they just had it on the news that independent women are leaning toward Kamala Harris about 63% here in Iowa. And the reason being, that's what I want to discuss with you, it's abortion is the issue. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Todd, I can't tell you how many women I've talked to that said, it's my body. I can do what I want with my body, and nobody's going to tell me any different. Now, I say the Republicans shouldn't have leaned so heavy on it. I think if we'd have just waited till after the election, then we can do it. But this may cost us the election. Plus that comment, I can't tell you how many people said about the garbage dump, the Puerto Ricans. I have friends in Puerto Rico. Hispanics are taking it with, are very upset about it. And this could cost us.
Really? So you're thinking, because the poll that came out yesterday from Des Moines, a lot of folks, it's impossible. There's no way that Kamala Harris is leading in Iowa right now.
Well, that's what they just said, that 63% of independent women, it's abortion, are leaning that way for Kamala.
Are you buying it, though? Do you think those numbers are real?
I still like going to vote for Trump, but I tell you, Todd, it's anybody's guess. I mean, it's going to be either a shakeup either way.
Yeah, well, all right. We'll posit that question. I was talking to your good buddy Jeff Stein over at KXEL in Waterloo, and he seems to think those numbers are very questionable. And Kamala Harris hasn't even done any campaigning in Iowa, so I would be shocked. But again, that is one of the unknown factors, Jackson, whether or not that female vote is going out because of the abortion issue. And if it is, well, that could be problematic for the president, but I'm still pretty optimistic. Jackson, got to run. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stern Radio Show. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to check in with our good buddy Ben Dieter, who is actually on a Trump bus making a big tour around Western Tennessee. So we'll check in and see how things are going. A huge rally later on this afternoon. And I'm very curious to hear about the enthusiasm level. Are you seeing the Trump signs? Are you seeing the banners? Are you seeing any Kamala Harris signs in your neighborhood? I'm just not seeing a lot of those Harris signs, even here in Memphis. I was very surprised. I sort of thought that that we would see more enthusiasm there. So anyway, give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Now, I have to tell you, there's something very, very fascinating going on in New Hampshire. This is an amazing story. So there is a big congressional race featuring National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's wifey and Republican Lily Tang Williams. And Miss Williams is originally from China. She's a Chinese American running for Congress on the Republican ticket, and they had a debate. And Jake Sullivan's wife is trying to pretend like she's a middle-class gal when, in fact, she's a multi-bazillionaire. And I want you to hear how things went down at the debate over the weekend. Cut number 9.
This is a worldview that my opponent has embraced. She believes that we should give a break to the wealthiest and the biggest corporations and hope for the best, hope that the results will trickle down to hardworking people. I take a very different approach. I believe that the middle class deserves a tax cut, and I believe that we will do a lot for this country by ensuring that we don't continue this disastrous tax policy.
Ms. Tang Williams.
You are wealthy. You are worth $20 million to $30 million. How do you know about regular people suffering? Do you go shopping, go to Walmart, buy food? I talk to those people. And you pretend to be Render in Nashua a few months ago, move back to run for this open seat with millions of dollars from Washington, D.C. insiders. And the millions of dollars, I don't have money to run a TV ad. And you pretend you are poor, complain rent is so high. You couldn't save that apartment for other people to rent in Nashua. Just go back to your $2 million home in Portsmouth. Please don't say that, because you do not understand regular people's concerns. People cry in my arms on this.
Wow. So Jake Sullivan's wife looked like she was about to break out in tears. I mean, this is fantastic. And it's interesting that Lily Tang Williams has no money for TV ads, and yet she's got a powerful message there. By the way, she also during another time, she actually went after David Hogg on gun control. This is brilliant. I can't tell you the time span of when this was, but take a listen to Cut 10.
My name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state.
Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me, a gun owner tonight, our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Wow. I love this lady. Look, if you want to support a campaign, a congressional campaign, you might want to throw a couple of dollars to Lily Tang Williams. She's tearing it up, and she's absolutely right. Isn't it amazing? All of these folks, these immigrants who come here from these communist countries, they know why they need to have a gun. They know why they need to have access to ammo, because they were in countries where people were dragged out of their homes and thrown into prison camps. And when they tell us, lifelong Americans, hey, you better wake up because the communists are coming, you better believe them. And folks, I'm telling you, that is what is at stake tomorrow. We have a choice to make. Do we live free or do we die under communism? I mean, that really is the choice. And if you decide to stay home, well, you decide that you want to die and you want freedom to die. We have a choice to make tomorrow. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. God bless you, Lily Tang Williams. What a great patriot. We'll be right back. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. We have a great lineup. Seb Gorka, Robert Cahaley is going to join us. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good buddy from Team Trump, Tommy Pickett. Tommy, hope you're doing good today, and I hope you're getting a nap in between now and tomorrow.
I don't know about that. We're working hard. We're excited about it. We got the momentum. Now we just got to run to the finish line.
Yeah, let's go over the very latest. I know the memorandum came out, and it certainly looks good for you guys. Urban turnout, female turnout is down, but rural turnout is up. How are you guys reading those numbers?
Well, we're feeling confident. I mean, if you look at those numbers, and you also look at the lower propensity voters, which are voters that maybe haven't voted in a few election cycles or at least are less likely to vote, we're seeing a higher percentage of low propensity voters turn out for President Trump than for Kamala Harris. And what that signals is a high turnout for President Trump. So we're very confident by these numbers. So having said that, it's our job to be uncomfortable. We have to keep on working, make sure everyone goes to SwampToVoteUSA.com. But everything that's measurable right now is looking good for President Trump.
Yeah, and what I'm especially excited about, the number of poll watchers and attorneys. I saw Laura's tweet earlier today. It looks like you guys are ready for whatever comes your way tomorrow.
100%. It really is an unprecedented operation. The fact that we have over 230,000 volunteers, we have 500 lawyers in every single battleground state. I mean, we have a huge operation, a rapid response legal operation. And we've actually seen examples during the early vote period where there have been issues that arise in Pennsylvania, for example, where we took quick action and were able to secure important victories for Pennsylvania voters. So we're going to keep on having our eyes in every single part of this process, and we're ready to go.
Tommy, I'm curious, are you guys confident that we could be able to declare President Trump the winner tomorrow night?
That's what we hope to see. We hope to see that it's going to be too big to rig. We hope to see that President Trump is declared tomorrow night. If that doesn't happen, like I said, we're going to have eyes in every single part of this process. We have that unprecedented election integrity operation. But right now, our focus is to get as many people to the poll. So hopefully, by tomorrow night, we know that President Trump is the winner.
Well, I'm excited because I believe that to be the case as well. And I think that, and I just think we're going to have a very good night across the board. I know you guys are focused, you know, just on the presidential race, but, you know, we also have the Senate and the House to contend with as well. How are those things looking?
Well, they're looking great. I mean, one of the things that President Trump does is the power of his message creates powerful coattails for Republicans in the Senate and the House. So as President Trump performs well, he brings out all of these voters that haven't voted before to the polls. We're seeing benefits for Republicans in the Senate and the House as well. So we're seeing that momentum up and down the ballot for Republicans. And it is important that President Trump, of course, gets elected to the White House, but that he has those reinforcements in the Senate, in the House, so they can pass legislation so that they can make sure that they're supporting President Trump's agenda and we actually get a lot of the stuff done that the American people want to see. And then ultimately, when you look at that early vote, when we see those Republicans getting out to vote, when we see more Republicans registered in key states like Pennsylvania, for example, that portends well also to those Senate and House races because we're seeing those Republican ballots get out there. So again, we're running to the finish line, but things look good.
Were you guys pleased with Nikki Haley's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal?
Look, I think the fact that she endorsed President Trump and said that she wants other people to go out and vote for President Trump was a good thing. Ultimately, our focus is on President Trump, making sure that we have this huge, broad coalition of voters, Democrats, Republicans, independents. We're seeing that unity ticket. He's bringing people together, people that haven't voted for before, people that have voted for Democrats. So he's going to keep on doing that. And really, as a contrast to Kamala Harris, to every single time that someone says that they're not voting for Kamala Harris, the Kamala Harris campaign comes out and tries to insult and attack them. So it really is quite a contrast there.
Well, no doubt about that. But and again, tonight, J.D. Vance is in Atlanta holding a rally. President Trump in Pittsburgh. And we understand Megyn Kelly announced that she's going to be at that rally.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. I mean, every single rally of President Trump's is an exciting time. The enthusiasm is always palpable. But no doubt that this is going to be extremely exciting. It's 9 years now that President Trump has been holding these rallies, going out there, speaking to the American people. And this is maybe one of the most important because it marks the final one before Election Day. And so we're going to see that excitement. We're going to see those special guests. I can't wait to watch it. Can't wait to see what happens.
It's going to be fascinating. All right. Well, Tommy, we're going to let you get back to it. I know you're a busy guy, and we wish you guys nothing but the very best.
Thanks for having me on. SwampTheVoteUSA.com to make your plan to vote.
All right, folks. Got to make it too big to rig. That's the rally cry. All right, there we go. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Richard in Ocala, Florida. Hi, Richard. What's going on?
How do you do, sir? Doing good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
A couple of things, Mr. Todd. I'm convinced that the American people are going to vote for Donald Trump. But I'm also convinced that the other side is going to cheat. They did in the last election, and I think they're going to do it in this one. I've heard tales already that they're cheating in Pennsylvania already. But what I just want to ask, what's our option? If he wins it and they take it away from him through the ballot counting, like they did the last time, what can we do?
Well, let's take it one step at a time, Richard. Right now, the Republican Party is doing a great job of tracking down the cheating that's happened, and we know that there are already shenanigans. So that's good news. If tomorrow night we find out that Kamala Harris wins in a landslide, I think a lot of people, including myself, are going to have a lot of questions, and I think there's going to be a lot of anger. I just don't see her winning. I do not see it, Richard. I really don't. And I can't imagine the average American would be willing to let the Democrats keep on doing what they're doing. They have driven our country into the dirt.
I agree with everything you say, Mr. Todd, and I'm hoping they'll do what they have to do. One other quick thing, Mr. Todd. There's a scripture in the Old Testament, I think it's 2 Chronicles, maybe 7:14, but Jesus was talking to Israel, and he said, if my people, which are called my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And Todd, I worry, there's a lot of people praying that Trump wins this thing, but I'm concerned that we as Americans are not yet willing to turn all the way from our wicked ways. That I'm afraid so many of us is not seeking God the way we should and really turning back to the faith of our forefathers. And I'm concerned about that. I believe if America really turned to God in repentance and obedience, it's like the question of abortion. That's not even a question with God. You know what I'm saying? And so many other issues. And I just wish the American people would really turn to God. And then I think God might hear on our behalf.
Mm. All right. I do not disagree with the thing you said, Richard, and I appreciate you calling in. And it is something very important to consider as we go into Election Day. Let's go to Danny in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Danny. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. I just want to say that I would hope that with the cheating that we expect to occur and examples we've already seen, that not only voting charges be against these people who commit it, you know, as far as crimes, I'd like to see treason charges, because the basic definition of treason for anyone caught cheating on voting, the basic definition of treason is the crime betraying a country, and we're founded, or its government, and we're founded on the free right to vote. And if you're cheating on that, you're betraying the country and its will. And I think that we should expand the definition so that it's prosecutable under treason as well.
Right. Well, right now it's not treason. So if you get caught cheating an election, you're not going to get the death penalty. It is a crime. And I think what we have to start doing, Danny, is enforcing the laws on the books. If you cheat, if you're caught causing shenanigans in an election, you go to jail and you serve the entire sentence. There is no mercy.
Agreed. And that's why I was saying it would be nice if they could expand it. There's going to be some landmark decisions probably made if they actually pay attention to anything filed against cheaters. And people may tend not to cheat if they realize death penalty was in order. So maybe it would have fair. And it is an attack at fairer elections and less cheating. And it is an act of betraying the country if you cheat on our votes. So.
Well said.
That's my opinion.
Danny, it's a good opinion. What part of Tennessee are you calling from?
Over by Selma. I live out in the country.
Selmer, Tennessee. All right. I know that area quite well. Well, Danny, thank you so much, and we appreciate you calling in. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Don't forget, our election coverage starts tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good buddy Ben Dieter, host of the morning show on KWAM, is actually out on a bus tour, the Tennessee Freedom Tour, in a beautiful big red bus. It's got Trump's name plastered all over it. Dieter, where are you and what are you guys doing?
Hey, Todd. I am actually in Covington, Tennessee, which is God's country, Todd. Lots of farmland. And as you said, I'm here with our Congressman David Kustoff. But the governor of Tennessee has been on the bus. You've got the House Speaker Cameron Sexton also on the bus. So anybody that's a big deal in Tennessee, all on a big, beautiful red bus that is part of this Tennessee Freedom Tour.
So what are you guys, meeting voters? What are you guys doing out there?
So how it works is they go from county to county all across the state of Tennessee. This is actually going to wrap up in Shelby County, where the flagship station of the Todd Stearns Show is KWAM. And it's really just to get out the vote and also encourage Republicans across the state to be excited what's going down tomorrow, right? There's been a lot of discouraging headlines, but it's nice to actually shake hands with folks and encourage them to go up and down the ballot for Republicans, whether that's your state rep, your state senator, or vice president and president, Todd.
So is this sort of, this is like a big bus, like the movie stars, the music groups would use. Are they treating you guys like celebrities? Are they feeding you? What's going on inside the bus?
So there's Gibson's Donuts inside the bus, Todd, of some of the best donuts in the country. Also, I'm looking at barbecue. I've heard that they have been fueling this bus stop on milkshakes, Todd. Also, what they do is they get all of the folks that come out to the Freedom Bus Tour, and you sign the bus. So every Tennessean can autograph this big old red bus. So there's lots of great, Todd, inside the bus, they have barbecue. What kind of bus tour is this?
Oh, that's a Tennessee bus tour. That's what that is. man, I love to hear that. Now, any politicos, any lawmakers there with you, or are you just civilians?
It's a lot of lawmakers in the state's General Assembly, Todd. So you've got senators from across the state and also state representatives. And your friend, Senator Marsha Blackburn, has been on the bus. Haggerty, Senator Haggerty, the governor, you name it, they're all on this bus. But I would say it's really, Todd, more about the people. Now, we've been all across the state of Tennessee, and this would be deemed a safe state, meaning it's not a key battleground state, but the amount of Trump signs that I have seen across these counties, and I've just been on for one day, Todd, is really showing the momentum that I think a lot of folks are feeling about tomorrow and how it ultimately pans out.
Now, I understand the bus will be rolling into Germantown at the gazebo. What time are you guys going to get there? There's a huge rally planned, and so anybody, all of our KWAM listeners, you should go out. I'm going to be out there right after my Newsmax TV show, and you'll be getting off the bus as well.
That's right. So at 4:30, it all goes down at City Hall in Germantown. You'll be able to meet the congressman, the House Speaker, sign your name on the big Freedom bus, and we'll also be there. So expecting a lot of people. Now, Todd, this bus was actually parked outside of your apartment, and let's just say that some Memphis Democrats got their hands on the bus.
They did?
Autograph.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Trump fan.
Okay,
yeah.
that's good. All right, let's not reveal where Starnes lives. All right, so 4:30 this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, if you're living in the Memphis area, huge Trump rally. Congressman David Kustoff is going to be there speaking. That kicks off at 4:30 this afternoon. Bring a flashlight because of daylight savings time. Now it's like pitch dark out there at 4. All right, Dieter, have fun on the bus tour.
All right, Todd, see you soon.
All right, there you go, the great Ben Dieter. Ben will be a part of our election night coverage starting tomorrow night. It's exciting. And folks, this is a radio program. We just don't sit on our blessed assurance. We've gotten out there. It's been fun to pass out Trump signs, to wave Trump signs, support candidates, because it's all hands on deck. And it's exciting to see the folks over at KWAM getting out there and supporting these candidates. All right, let's go to Carnesville, Georgia. James is on the line listening to us on WDUN. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. What's up?
Great. First off, let me start out. I love your show.
Thank you.
As far as, you know, I think we are a lot like-minded in our beliefs, our Christian beliefs, our love for the country. I just don't think that during this election cycle, with what has happened in Northeast Georgia, Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina, and on up into the other parts of Appalachia, which is a historically overlooked part of the country, that people really understand how much the government has not helped and how much the government is not a part of the reconstruction effort and things that are going on up there. I don't know that everybody understands that throughout the country. And, yeah, we've had a lot of other places that have had, just as bad things happen to them as this part of the country. But historically, Appalachia is a very overlooked area of the country. And I am absolutely fearful of what will happen if Trump does not win this election to this part of the country. And I am telling you, the thought and the feel of my fellow Northeast Georgia people and Eastern Tennessee people and Western North Carolina people is
we don't see a whole lot of difference in a lot of ways between Democrats and Republicans in these days. And you used to be able to see that. And, you know, I just feel like we're sitting on a powder keg in this part of the country, just waiting to see how this is going to, you know, turn out.
Yeah.
And
well,
let
me jump in here, James, because we're running out of time here. And I think that at least on this program, we have been pretty focused on what's been happening in Western North Carolina. I know our listeners raised almost $20,000 for the people there, and it's not even a drop in the bucket. And I do think, and again, after the election, I think we will recircle those efforts. But right now, we've got to focus on getting people to the polls on Election Day. And that is our rally cry. James, thanks for that call, folks. Tomorrow, big doings. Eat a hearty breakfast and get out and vote. That's your job. That's your assignment. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good, America.